highlights of our ALCC's activity in 2010. In general, our ALCC made a great achievement in 2010, so which in the various aspects covering basically their significant infrastructure development supported by the central government, and also they made a substantive major research achievement. They have conducted various kind of extension activities, and also they have been quite a lot of international training and also domestic higher education program implemented. There were some very important exchange visits from overseas and also to the outside. And also, our ALCC participated in some very important NACA activities in 2010. So in 2010, our ALCC received quite a lot of funding support from the central government, mainly through the Ministry of Agriculture, so which enabled our ALCC completed a number of important infrastructure improvement or development projects. So that include one genetic and breeding center for the fishes in the Yangtze River Basin. That is a kind of a walking station. Then another project is a fishery resources and environment observation station in the low stream of Yangtze River. So that is also include a facility and also some buildings. Then they also complete the construction of a genetic and breeding center for tilapia, and they built a new training building, probably plus also a guest house for the international training in the new campus in called Nanchuan campus. So these are some activities are basically the officials are evaluating the project implementation at our ALCC. Our ALCC also achieved a number of very, very important research development result, which include one is called the Modern Aquaculture Industrial Innovation System for conventional carp species. So that's a very big, that we call the Industrial Chain Project. The total budget for that one is something like $3 million. Our ALCC is coordinating with another dozens of national institutions. So they made a very substantive progress in that project. It's a long-term project for 5 years. Then another important project is called the Modern Aquaculture Industrial Innovation System for tilapia in China, because tilapia is also gaining a very important position in Chinese aquaculture industry. So that is also a five-year project. So involved a total funding support of some nearly $3 million. Then in 2010, FFRC have one newly developed strain of common carp. It's called, now it's named as Fury Lee Carp. Was certified and registered by the Ministry of Agriculture. So that is the species which is more superior species than the formerly used carp strains and varieties. Then there also a significant progress made in the gift tilapia breeding program. One very important extension activities for a new modified or improved freshwater prawn strains called the Taihu number 1. It's actually is also Macrobrachium nipponensis. So that is developed by the center, was extended to some 100,000 mu in the province and also other provinces. There are some also other kind of achievement made in the using the aquaculture to improve the natural environment, particularly the lake and reservoirs. So that is another important development of aquaculture in China now. So it's not only just for produce fish, but also try to contribute to the general improvement of aquatic environment. So these are some projects with the outstanding output which received a national prize, that is from the award by the Chinese Academy of Fisheries Sciences. So that's just a few projects selected. I'm not going to really to go through all this in detail, just to save time. That's a very important meeting to evaluate the progress of the tilapia selective breeding and project and the related aquaculture technology, which is organized by the ministry. In 2010, our RCC also participated in a number of important natural resource enhancement programs. So one major program they conducted is in the near RLCC in the Yangtze River. There's a very big releasing program of fish seed of more than 10 species, including Chinese carps, cruising carp, common carp, puffer fish, and a couple of other species. So in 2010, they released more than 30 million seed of these 10 species of fish. That valued some 2.5 million yuan of local currency. It's a very large-scale operation, but probably what more important is the follow-up, how to evaluate the result. Then, in addition to that, they also conducted a releasing program in the Taihu Lake. So they established a protected area for important, they called freshwater pearl mussel species. Hyriopsis comingi, so they also release a large seed in that area. So for two purposes, one is for the conservation of germplasm, natural germplasm of this species, and also to improve the water quality, because that's a very important water supply for the city, for the urban area. In 2010, our LCC also had extensive cooperation and exchange activities with aquaculture production sector. So they established a various kind of collaborative relationship with some major aquaculture companies, feed companies, and the local fisheries association, this kind in a different area of the country. They also had a particular program supported by the central government to set up an extension survey system in a relatively less developed province, in Guizhou province, for the carp species. So they conducted a number of training. They provide, distributed the extension materials. They also provide the free seed to the local farmers. So that is also associated with the large industrial chain project for carp species. So in 2010, our RLCC also conducted quite a number of international training program or seminars, mainly sponsored by the Chinese government. So that include one seminar on aquaculture development and industrialization for ASEAN members, the training course on aquaculture for developing countries, seminar on fisheries development and management, and a seminar on fisheries development and management for French-speaking African countries. That's the first time they attempted to have a workshop in French. So this is the ASEAN seminar on aquaculture development and industrialization. So some 20 participants from Singapore, Cambodia, Malaysia, Philippines, Myanmar, Indonesia, Laos, Thailand, Vietnam, they attend this 20-day seminar. So the seminar is different from the training program courses. It's mainly targeted for a little bit high-level government officials in fisheries and aquaculture development and management. So these three training programs, they basically include one training program on aquaculture technology, that is for all developing countries. So then they receive some 23 participants from 15 countries in Asia, Africa, and South America attended that Pacific that training program of for nearly 2 months. Then the two seminars, one is for the French-speaking Africa, so that attracted 27 participants from 17 countries. Another one is generally for the poor developing countries that also attracted some participated by 28 participants. In 2010, RLCC also organized or co-organized a number of important forum conferences which include one, a very significant one, is called China 2010 China Fisheries Science and Technology Forum. So that is a national event, but also invited a lot of international experts. So some 230 participants from over 50 national institutions from China, USA, Korea, Japan, Greece, Russia, and the Philippines. And some international and regional organizations include FAO, NACA, World Fish Center, CIFDAC. That's very important. And there are also some other kind of, like, there's a forum for development of Chinese carp industry that is also hosted by the IRCC. Then they also organize some other national seminar workshops on aquaculture feed and nutrition, on freshwater fish processing, and also on tilapia eco-farming. So these are more relatively small-scale workshop seminar on more specialized areas. So FARC continued its effort in higher education. That's mainly a national, domestic higher education. So some 43 bachelor degrees graduates, 12 master degree, 2 PhD students, they graduated from the Fisheries College of FARC, joint run with Nanjing Agricultural University. So they also recruited 3 postdoctorate students in 2010. And they're also planning to explore the possibility to admit foreign overseas students for the MS program and the PhD in 2011. So these are some activities. And in addition, in order to promote the international collaboration of the whole CAF system, so they organized a special English training program, intensive English training program for the young scientists of different institutions in the Chinese Academy of Fishery Sciences. So these are some activities. And in 2010, FFRC received some very, very important visitors, include the Vice Minister of Ministry of Agriculture. They specially visited the center and in China, because the minister is really someone very, very important. So they seldom really pay the visit to the institute outside of Beijing. So it's quite the important one. The RACC also received the Minister of Fisheries and the Marine Resources of Namibia, led his delegation, paid a 3 days visit in RACC. Then some important FAO officers, they also visited the RACC. One visit is led by the Mr. Kopakiwa, the chief of FAO TSSC, and also his colleague, Ms. Paola Denny. So basically, in 2010 and 2009, the Ministry of China of Agriculture of China was identified some important training centers as the International Agriculture Training Center for TCDC activities. So RLCC was also selected by as the only fisheries centers to include in that system. So now they're implementing a TCP program, try to enhance the capacity of these agricultural training centers, include IRCC. Then a very important friend of NACA, Mr. Jian Sanjia, the FIRA chief of FAO, also visited the RLCC last year. And they signed a draft memorandum between IRCC or FFRC and FIRA of FAO for some more collaboration between the center and FAO in the future. The one important delegates from IRCC, led by the deputy director of the center, Ms. Professor Ge Xianping, visited the United States. Basically, they visit the Auburn University, Cornell University, and Stanford University. So had extensive exchange, academic exchange with the scientists in those university on the breeding, biodiversity, these important aquaculture-related areas. So in 2010, our RLCC also very actively participated in NACA some NACA important activities. They participated in the 2010 Global Conference on Aquaculture in Phuket. They also participated in the TAC meeting, also the GC meeting. And currently, the center is working closely with NACA in publishing an important publication, The Successful Story of Chinese Aquaculture Development. For the future opportunities for the RLCC to cooperate with other members and other centers are basically the great potential in the following areas, particularly in the research collaboration, especially the genetics and the breeding of various kind of species, environment, protection, resource conservation, climate change, open water fisheries, immunology and disease control, fish feed technology and dissemination, and fishery economics. Training activity is as usual, and actually this year they received even more funding to support more international training activities. And also they are looking forward to see how to push forward the academic change in the level of PhD and MS students level. So that is briefly some highlights of the RLCC's major achievement progress in the last year. So thank you for your attention.